轻松学好英文就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hello and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is May 7th. Please turn to page 29 in your magazines. Today we have the first half of an in-depth reading, 长篇阅读, and we have a rather interesting topic. We have a word that comes from Chinese. It's the name of a Chinese city. Our title today is Shanghai'd.
就是上海的意思。
Actually, we wouldn't say Shanghai. We'd say Shanghai. When I look at the Chinese, which is right next to the English, it's hard not to say Shanghai. But in English, we would say Shanghai. This is the past tense and past participle of the verb to Shanghai. Now, maybe you didn't know we had that verb in English, but we do. And if you want to find out more about it, you're going to have to keep listening.
嗯哼，好，这个 title 大家记得，可能会觉得，哎，这个看起来应该是念上海，怎么会有 ed 呢？啊，那其实这地方我们只是把它翻成上海而已。事实上，这里是一个英文动词，它是来自于上海这个字的英文，但是它已经变成了一个动词。那至于这个动词是什么意思呢？我们等一下就会看到。
And here is the first half of our article. We'll hear part two tomorrow along with some questions.Shanghai, in the late 1920s and early 1930s, was a great place to be. This paradise for adventurers had only been an actual city since the 15th century, when it was little more than a muddy town on the edge of a river. Then a wall was built around Shanghai, and it gradually became an important port for the Yangtze and Huangpu rivers, and began to grow in size and population.In 1927, Old Shanghai had a population of over 2 million, by far the largest in China, and it was the most industrialized city in Asia. As it expanded, Shanghai became a center for thinkers and the bourgeois in China. As a port city, Old Shanghai had the best and worst of everything. To some people, it was known as a place of sin.While others saw it as the Paris of the East. So many merchants, sailors, and people from other countries and cultures clustered in Shanghai that it had the markings of an international metropolis. The term to Shanghai someone even appeared, meaning to drug and ship someone off to sea to work as a sailor. The term evolved and later came to mean tricking someone out of something. Soon the Sino-Japanese War destroyed this utopia.In 1937, the Japanese battled for Shanghai and won. They occupied the city until the surrender that put an end to World War II in 1945. It would take years for Shanghai to get back on its feet. Well, if you are listening carefully, you now know what it means to Shanghai or to Shanghai someone. If you didn't catch it the first time, then you'll have to wait till we come to it the second time.Let's go back now to the first sentence. Shanghai in the late 1920s and early 1930s was a great place to be.
Okay, 所以这个地方的句子的主词是上海。然后呢，后面 in the late 1920s and early 1930s, 就在这个1920年代晚期还有1930年代初期的上海啊，通通这个整个的介系词片语是修饰上海这个字的。然后呢，这句话的动词是 was a great place to be， 动词是 was， 它是一个很棒的地方。好， a great place to be 就是你要去的话，去这个地方是很棒的意思。
This paradise for adventurers had only been an actual city since the 15th century, when it was little more than a muddy town on the edge of a river.
Okay, this paradise, 这个天堂啊，对于谁来讲是天堂，所以后面接一个 for. This paradise for adventurers, 就是对于这种探险者、冒险者的天堂。那 adventurers 就是冒险者或探险者。所以这一个上海这个都市呢，它是一个冒险者的天堂。但是呢 ,had only been an actual city. 这个都市它真正成为一个城市呢，其实是从什么时候开始？是从第15世纪的时候开始。那接下来 the 15th century 后面 comma 之后加一个 when， 这个 when 就是指 the 15th century， 就是在这个15世纪的时候呢， it was little more than a muddy town， it was little more than 就是它比这个多不了多少，大不了多少，所以它 翻译的话我们可以把它翻成它只不过是个小小的一个 muddy town， 一个泥泞的一个小城镇。那这个城镇位置在哪里呢？后面再继续加一个这个介词片语来表示它的位置。它的位置是 on the edge of a river， 它是在河边，河的边边的一个小镇。 edge 就是边的意思。
And if you've seen how prosperous and modern Shanghai is now, I bet it's a bit hard to imagine it as a little muddy town. Then, a wall was built around Shanghai, and it gradually became an important port for the Yangtze and Huangpu rivers, and began to grow in size and population.
Okay, 然后呢 a wall was built, 就有一个墙被盖起来了，好，环绕着上海筑起的城墙。而接下来呢，这个上海就 gradually became an important port， 它慢慢的就成为一个很重要的港口。那 for 就是为什么来、对什么来讲是个很重要的港口，对于这个扬子江还有黄浦江这两条江来讲呢，好，它是一个很重要的港口。而且它开始 grow， 开始成长，在哪一方面成长？我们用的介系词啊，介系词是 in， 所以 to grow in size， 好，它在这个大小方面，就在它的这个啊范围方面成长了，而且呢，在 population， 在人口方面也成长了。
And here we say the Yangtze River. In Chinese, you usually say 长江， but foreigners know it as the Yangtze. 你注意它的拼法很特别，这是威托马式的那个罗马拼音的拼法。And the other river that most of us in the West know about in China is the Yellow River. We don't call it the Huang River. We call it the Yellow River and the Yangtze River.In 1927, Old Shanghai had a population of over 2 million, by far the largest in China, and it was the most industrialized city in Asia.
在1927年的时候，这个老上海 Old Shanghai had a population of， 后面通常会加一个数字，就表示说它的人口是多少。那在这里呢， had a population of， 它的人口是多少呢？是 over 2 million， 超过了200万人啊。这个是在1927年的时候。By far 就是这个超过别人非常非常的多 ，by far 好 ，the largest in China， 在中国它是最大的一个都市，而且呢，它比次大的都市大非常非常的多，叫做 by far the largest in China。然后呢 ，it was the most industrialized city in Asia， 它是亚洲最高度工业化的一个都市，在当时。
As it expanded, Shanghai became a center for thinkers.And the bourgeois in China. If you look at the word bourgeois, you might wonder if that's really English. In fact, it's French. We got it from French. But because this idea is very French, we borrowed the word for it too. Bourgeois 就是中产阶级的意思。
嗯哼，好，所以 as it expanded, 这个 as 在这里是随着的意思。好，所以它通常的表示两个同时进行的动作。第一个动作就是 as 后面这个子句里面的这个动词。第二个动作呢，就是主要子句的动词。所以这两个动作是同时进行的。那在这个句子里面呢，我们可以看到 as it expanded, 就是一方面这个都市它在成长在扩张。那另外一方面同时呢，上海它也 became, 它也变成了A center, 一个中心啊，是什么的中心呢？是思考者啊 ，thinkers 会去思考的人啊，还有这样中产阶级的中心。那这些思考者、这些思想家跟这个中产阶级呢，都是在这、就是在中国啊，中国的思考思想家跟中国的中产阶级，他们的会聚集的一个中心。
Another point about the word bourgeois is if you want to make it into a noun.All you have to do is add I-E. Again, that's a purely French word, and it's pronounced bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie. You could also say the bourgeois class or classes. As a port city, Old Shanghai had the best and worst of everything. You note that I'm not being very consistent about my pronunciation. When I'm thinking more, in Chinese, then it comes out Shanghai. And if I'm reading a lot of English and forget about Chinese, it will probably come out Shanghai.
好，所以呢，我们这个自己我们在念的时候呢，其实啊，我是觉得你如果觉得 Shanghai 念起来很奇怪，你就讲上海，没有什么大关系的哈。
Yeah.
OK， 所以 as a port city， 身为一个港口的城市啊，那 Old Shanghai 这个古老的老上海 had 它当时有 the best and worst of everything， 就是所有的事情呢，最好的也在上海，最差的也是在上海。
This reminds me of a book by Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Yeah,、mm-hmm.
If you're interested, have a look at that, and you will see a lot of contrasts, a lot of things that seem to be in conflict with each other.
刚刚 Karen 老师讲的是那个双城记啊，狄更斯的小说，它的那开头的一句很有名的话啊，这是最好的时，这是最好的时代，也是最差的时代。
Right, and then they have a lot of similar sentences following it.
Yeah.
To some people, it was known as a place of sin, while others saw it as the Paris of the East.
好，对某些人来讲 ，to some people, it was known 啊，就是 it was known as 就是人们知道的上海是怎么样的状况啊，就是对某些人来讲呢，他们所知道的上海是个 a place of sin 啊，是一个罪恶的地方啊，因为大家都大概看电影也看过了，上海有什么黑帮嘛啊，黄浦江有什么黑帮啊，所以那是个充满罪恶啊，因为那个地方有金钱，有金钱就会吸引黑帮，有了黑帮就会有一些罪恶啊，会有赌场啦、啊，会有色情啊等等的。
色情 ，That's the first thing I think of.
OK， 啊，所以呢，而且那地方很多外国人啊，那这个外国人的话，通常啊，在当时我们会觉得外国人他们比较开放啦、啊，所以他们什么事都做得出来之类的啦啊。当时
好像你们不做一样。
Well, we did it a lot too. Yeah.
I don't think there's any difference between peoples on that point. It's just a matter of if it's open or secret.
Okay.、
It happens, but the question is, does it come out into the open?
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
后面半段还没讲，后面半句还没讲。那 while 同时 others 其他的人 saw it as 就其他人看上海，把它看成是什么？是东方的巴黎，所以他们看到的是上海很繁华的那一面。
This sentence made me think of a movie that I saw a long time ago in the States before I had seen many Chinese movies. It made a deep impression on me. I recommended it to my children and other people, and they were expecting a lot and were disappointed because they thought it was very, very long and it wasn't very naturally acted. The acting 感觉蛮假的。I personally think it's a good movie. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called 一江春水向东流. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
If you want to get a feeling for Shanghai of this period, I personally recommend that movie. Maybe you will find the acting very unnatural, but they really show you a lot of things that you probably don't know now having grown up in Taiwan. 一江春水向东流.
Well, I think there are a lot of things in that movie that was probably not known to even people growing up in Shanghai.
That could be true, and they show you a lot of really nasty things about China, the corruption especially, the corruption. Mm-hmm. And they use the life of one guy to sort of illustrate the corruption of the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
This guy meets a girl, falls in love, they have a baby and she's thrilled, and then he starts having mistresses and spending money. And I think it's a great movie.
Okay, 一江春水向东流.
That's right. Okay, to move on.So many merchants, sailors, and people from other countries and cultures clustered in Shanghai that it had the makings of an international metropolis.
Okay, so many, 有这么多的 merchants, 这么多的商人 sailors, 这么多的水手、啊、因为它是个商港嘛，所以有很多的水手，还有 people, 还有人，各式各样的人 from other countries and cultures,来自于其他的国家，来自于其他文化的人，有这么多的来自其他国家文化的商人啊，水手啊，还有人们 clustered 这个是主要动词，聚集的意思，聚集在上海，好，有这么多的人聚集在上海，以至于怎么样 it 就是指这个上海 it had the makings of 好，在英文里面呢，我们如果讲好 something has the makings of 什么东西的话，就表示说它有这个某种 quality 啊，可以成为某件事情，或者是啊去完成某件事情。
We could also replace it with the word potential. It has the potential for becoming something.
Okay, 所以就是它具有这方面的潜力啊，它有这方面的特质，有这方面的潜力。
Or the potential to become something 还比较常用。
嗯哼 ，Okay, 所以呢，大家记得 had the makings 啊，有一个 s 啊 ，makings of。什么什么东西，所以就这地方有这么多各式各样的人，所以呢它可以让上海成为一个国际的 international 大都会 metropolis。
The term to Shanghai someone even appeared, meaning to drug and ship someone off to sea to work as a sailor. Here is the definition of the verb to Shanghai somebody, so if you didn't get it the first time, here's your chance.
Okay, 所以 the term 这样的一个、词这个词后是什么词呢？后面这个 Shanghai 这个动词啊 ，to Shanghai 这个就是 the term 的同位格，就告诉你说，告诉你这个词啊 ，even appear 它甚至于有出现的啊，所以甚至于出现了上海这个字了。那它的意思是什么呢 ？Meaning 它的意思就是 to drug and ship someone off to sea， drug 就是下药啊，把他迷昏，然后呢，你把一个人下药之后呢，把他运出海去 ，ship off to sea， 把他运出海去，干嘛呢 ？To work as a sailor 啊，让他去当一个水手，因为那时候显然很需要很多水手。那水手在当时的这个环境之下，当水手是很苦的啊，生活很苦的。那大部分都不想要嘛，所以他们可能没有足够的水手，所以就为了要得到足够的水手，他们就会去下药把人迷昏，偷偷把他绑出去啊，让他去当水手。
That didn't just happen in China. That happened everywhere in the world. In Europe, I know it was very common. It is really, really difficult work. It does not pay well. It was very easy to get sick. You often didn't have really good food to eat. So it was tough. And often they found they had to force people to do it. That's to Shanghai somebody. Sometimes we also use it in a more extended meaning. For example, to Shanghai someone into joining the committee or serving on a committee.
就是有点拐骗的意思、
yeah.
你要拐骗某人去让他去参加某一个委员会、啊、去服务大家这样子
Because most of us don't want to do that、uh-huh. It's a lot of extra time and work、
yeah.
The term evolved and later came to mean tricking someone out of something
OK, 所以呢 The term evolved 就是演变演化的意思那语言其实就是这样子、啊、很多字一开始它是一个意思可是随着时间的改变它慢慢就会演化、啊、它会有一些新的意义在里面好中文里面像我最近才听说什么风马牛不相及它其实跟我们想象的是很不一样的
不一样、
啊、它最早的意思是很不一样大家可以去查一查、啊、风马牛不相及最早是什么意思、啊、跟我们现在想到的意思是很不一样的
差很多、
uh-huh.
And I already gave you an example of how it was used in extended meaning
嗯哼，好，所以呢，这个上 to Shanghai somebody 这个词，它慢慢的就演化。那 later 慢慢的后来呢，它就 came to mean came to 就表示经过了一段演化之后，经过了一些改变之后，它慢慢变成了什么东西。所以它后来慢慢的变成的意义是什么呢？是 tricking someone out of something。好 ，to trick someone out of something 的意思就是从某人身上骗取某个东西。啊，你就是 trick 在这里当然是动词的意思，就是你耍一些诡计啦、啊，用一些小计策啦、啊，使得某人失去某个东西，或者是从某人身上得到什么东西。
It's not always tricking someone out of something. In my example, for example, it was tricking somebody into doing something.
啊，所以你不一定是从别人身上骗东西出来，叫做 trick someone out of something. 你也可以是 trick someone into.Doing something, 啊，你也可以说是骗某人去做某件事情，这也可以是 to Shanghai someone 的意思。所以基本上你可以把这个 to Shanghai 这个动词当作拐骗的意思，诱骗、拐骗都可以。
Soon the Sino-Japanese War destroyed this utopia. If you remember from a day or two ago, we talked about the Sino-Japanese War of Resistance. 其实 Sino-Japanese 也可以省略掉。If you say the War of Resistance.This is the war that we are talking about.
OK, 所以刚刚这 Karen 老师讲到这个如果我们只是讲说 war of resistance, 其实它指的就是抗日战争。好那当然你都要大写了啊这个 R, 这个 resistance 的 R 也要大写啊 ,war 也要大写。那在这个地方呢 ,the Sino-Japanese War, 就是中日战争。那大家知道这 Sino 这个字当字首的时候它可以表示中的意思中国的那个中。
For example, it's used in the word sinology, S-I-N-O-L-O-G-Y, 那就是汉学的意思 S-I-N-O-L-O-G-Y. He's studying sinology at Princeton.
啊、他在 Princeton 大学读汉学研究汉学、好所以呢很快的中日战争爆发了那这地方当然你不用讲爆发了你直接就可以说它就是 destroy 中日战争摧毁了这个 utopia 就是一个理想国的意思好那通常的暗示就是这个只是个理想而已它跟实际上还是有区别的像其实这里就是说上海当时虽然看起来是个很繁华的大都市但是其实里面也有一些藏污纳垢啦或者是有一些社会的不平等有一些问题在里面的所以看起来是个理想国但是其实当我们用 utopia 的时候通常会让人感觉有点不切实际这只是个 utopia、啊、它其实还是有很多问题的因为世界上没有一个地方可以是真正的理想国
That's impossible In Chinese you might say 美景 or sometimes you say 好景不长是不是、
uh-huh, 好景不长
好景不长、yeah. That's what happened here、
mm-hmm.
In 1937 the Japanese battled for Shanghai and won
OK, 在1937年的时候呢日本人 battled for 在后面表示的是一个目标所以在这里就说他 battle 他作战的目标是要取得上海所以这个地方他是这样讲 The Japanese battled for Shanghai and won 啊，他们赢了这个战争所以换句话说他们占领了上海
Right. You could use battle as a transitive verb. They battled the enemy. But if you're talking about the thing you want to get, that's to battle for something. 你是想要取得的那个东西，你要用 for. To battle for Shanghai, for example.、
Mm-hmm.
They occupied the city until the surrender that put an end to World War II in 1945.
Okay, 所以呢 they occupied the city. Occupied 在这里就是占领的意思。好，他们占领了这个城市 until 一直到 the surrender。那 the surrender, surrender 是投降的意思、啊、那这个字可以用当做名词用也可以当动词来用、啊、例如让动词用的话有一个很非常实用的片语就叫做 I surrender
All right,
我投降了
I surrender, we'll buy the house, we'll do what you want
OK, 好了好了我投降了我们买这个房子、啊、那你要干什么我们就干什么好所以 I surrender、啊、就是、啊、我投降了我投降了那这里当然它是用动那它当做名词的用法、啊、the surrenderThat put an end to World War II in 1945. 好，所以他们日本人啊，当时日本军队占领了上海，一直到二次世界大战1945年的时候呢，他们投降，而这个投降他就结束了二次大战，这日本人的投降结束了这个二次大战。Put an end to 这个片语很好用，就是结束了某件事情啊，所以你可以说啊、，That put an end to our government、argument.啊、我们吵来吵去但是呢、啊、老板出来讲一句话不准吵了、啊、我决定怎么样、啊、That 或者是 the boss's、intervention put an end to our government,、argument
Or a father might say It's time to put an end to this behavior to his child
OK、啊、爸爸可能会跟小孩讲说啊，我们现在该要 put an end to this behavior 就是这个行为我们现在要结束了你不可以再做了、啊、这是爸爸常常跟小孩讲的话所以这个片语大家可以把它学起来 To put an end to something、
To put an end to one's loneliness、
啊、那也很好、啊、就是结束某人很寂寞的这个状态、啊、To put an end to something
Right, she put an end to her loneliness when she got married, for example、
mm-hmm.
It would take years for Shanghai to get back on its feet
好，这里我们为什么要用 It would take years 呢因为这个地方是我们从现在开始往回想啊，就在当时，虽然说1945年的时候啊，这个上海已经结束被占领的状态，但是从那个时候开始，他要在那个时候的未来，他要花很多的时间，很多年才能够 get back on its feet。所以这地方我们用的时态是 it would， 就是这件事情还没有发生，在当时来讲，对当时的未来，所以这里我们用 would。It would take years for 上海。好，对于上海来讲，他还要花很多很多的时间，啊，才能够 get back on its feet。这也是一个很棒的片语哈。To get back on someone's feet 就是重新站起来的意思。
For example, Charlie lost his shirt in the stock market, so it will take him a while to get back on his feet.
啊，这个句子有什么关系？我听不太懂啊。那个他把他的衬衫丢在这个股市里面了，然后呢，他要花很多时间才能够再站起来。What does that mean?
To lose your shirt in something, that means you lose everything you have. If you don't even have enough money to buy a shirt anymore, or you had to take your shirt and sell it to pay off your debts, You lost your shirt in something. That means you lost almost all of your money or all of your money. He lost his shirt in the stock market, so it will take him a while to get back on his feet.
Okay, 啊，所以大家记得啊，你碰到英文碰到这种 idiom 啊，你不要光听字面上的意思。像这里你光听字面上的意思，你就应该觉得奇怪。诶，奇怪，他在股市把衬衫丢了，这跟有什么关系呢？那你就要想，你有了怀疑之后，你就要去查。查了之后，或者就要问人家，你才知道说，哦，原来 lost his shirt 在这里呢，它是一个比喻的用法，并不是说真正衬衫掉了，而是说他一切都输掉了，他什么东西都输光了，叫做 lost his shirt。好，那这个东西通常都跟赌博有关啊，你在某个赌博里面的，或者 stock market 也是一种赌博嘛，你的衬衫都弄得不见的啊，换句话说，输得一文不名的意思。那因此呢，他必须要再花一段时间才能够 get back on his feet， 他才能够重新站起来，重新这个开始。
Well, that's about it for today. Shanghai has a very interesting story behind it, but we haven't heard the whole story. To hear the rest of it, make sure you tune in tomorrow when we'll hear part two of Shanghai, and we'll ask you a few questions about it. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You want to listen to today's radio broadcast? Hurry up to Changchun Teng Online Bookstore, www.ivy.com.tw.这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源， 最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。